Just one halakha on the laws of Erev Shabbat. Maran in Siman Resh Mem Tet, halakha bet, asur likboa be'erev Shabbat se'uda u'mishteh she'enu ragil bimeh achol. Person has to be careful not to sit down on Friday, Erev Shabbat, to have a se'uda that he's not accustomed to have during the week. Which means, even he says Saudat Irusin. Even let's say they have an engagement and things like this where they're making Irusin. Still, one should not partake in such a Saudah. The reason is because Hakim are very strict. They want you to go into Shabbat with a hearty appetite. And they're concerned that if you're going to eat too much on Erev Shabbat, it's going to make you full. And then when it comes to Shabbat, one is not going to eat in the proper appetite. However, regular food, regular meals that he eats during the week, of course, Maran writes, it's permissible for him to eat it, but from already the ninth hour of the day and on, one should really refrain from having even a seudah that he's accustomed to having during the week. It goes without saying, of course, if there's seudah brit milah, which that's the day, of course, the seudah may take place, or for that matter, seudah pijon have been. Of course, that can take place also on a Friday. But again, preferably, those seudot should be done in the morning before midday, the Kaf HaHaim writes. Because again, so you don't have to eat so much, so you're not going to be able to eat on Leil Shabbat. That should be noted. Each person knows his appetite. Some people can eat a little, and then already they're going to be full. That's why Maran writes in Halakha, Gimal v'derech anche ma'aseh l'tanot b'chon Erev Shabbat. There was some anche ma'aseh that used to fast every single Friday, specifically for that reason. So again, we cannot underestimate the importance of eating on Leil Shabbat and eating with an appetite. I want to quote the Gemaran Gittin on Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Shtei mishpachot ayu b'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Jerusalem. Achat kav'a seudata b'Erev Shabbat. One, their custom was to have a seuda on Friday afternoon. Ve'achat b'Shabbat. And another family used to make their seuda on Shabbat. Well, what's the problem with that? The problem with that was they used to make it at the time of the rabbi's derashah. So instead of going to the shi'ur, they were eating. And the Gemara says over there, lo alechem ushtehem ne'ekru. Both of them were uprooted. So you see, big inyan over here for this subject. Now, when we talk about engagements on Friday, engagements today, we don't have halachic engagements because we don't have the concept of irusin. In the olden days, irusin was today we don't do that. Today what we have is shidduchin. Our engagement party is just like a commitment that they make. It is permissible to make an engagement on Friday, but you can't serve food. You can't serve big party like that. You can have sweets and things like that. And again, everybody has to know exactly what they're doing. It should be noted as well that it is not proper even to make functions of tzedakot and mitzvot and things like that on Friday afternoon when it comes with the inyan of ochel. For a few reasons. Number one, you have the inyan that we said of the appetite. Rabbi Nutam brings a different reason. Rabbi Nutam says, "Shemitok terdat ha-se'uda lo yitasku besurkei Shabbat." He says everybody's going to be involved in having their seudah. Nobody's going to be involved in dealing with the Shabbat. They're not going to be prepared for themselves. So therefore, again, it's not a proper practice unless it's a brit milah or pidyon ben, or it's an engagement that you're having only minem mitika and you're doing it early. And everybody's careful not to overeat. Then it would be permissible. And as I said, on Shem HaAseh they fast every Friday. Now, it should be noted that the Da'at Chochmah writes that the reason why people fast on Friday is not only because of the appetite issue. He says the Ta'anit Erev Shabbat Ta'amo lepashpesh b'ma'asav kedei shetishrebo tosefet neshama kemo shekatav Harav Hakadosh Bereshit Chochma, which means it's also an inyan of accepting the Shabbat b'kedusha u'tahorah. Shabbat otiyot tashev, so this is the time of teshuvah. Okay, so therefore we're not announcing that people should fast on Erev Shabbat. Adraba. A person can eat on Friday, yukhlu anavim v'yisba'u, but one has to be actually very careful how much he